this is yoga, but in order to make it entertaining, we have to practice this yoga in different ways. So I will keep in front of you many methods now, so that on different times, you can enjoy different methods of yoga. Yoga is same thing, be soul conscious and remember Baba. One line definition. But Raj Yoga, this education of Raj Yoga is most subtle education in the world. Our own practice of Raj Yoga will become a guideline for us. Otherwise, what happens? Many, after following Baba's knowledge for 20 years, 30 years, they ask this question, how to do yoga? Always this question, how to do yoga? Some ask, all cannot become yogi. So our own experience are the best guideline for us. I can suggest you many yukti. Baba can teach us many great things. But if we don't practice them, they don't become our thing. So make Baba's thing your thing. Now just churn deeply. Who can become a good yogi? And make your mind, I have to become a good yogi, a successful yogi, a great yogi. At least 4 hours yoga every day. Not less than that. If you want to enjoy this Brahmin life, if you want to protect yourself from Maya, if you want to remain beyond the problems of this world, 4 hour yoga a day. You need not to sit for 4 hours. No one can sit. You can sit in morning time or half an hour, 1 hour, as you like, evening. Otherwise, I can suggest you one thing. If you are at your home only, you are not in job, spare 15 minutes 3 times. Sit down in your home in powerful yoga and do different practices of yoga. It will help you in good concentration, it will help you to enjoy yoga, it will help you to solve your problems, it will make you free from waste thoughts. Can you manage this? 15 minutes. And you will find, if mind is silent, if mind is happy, your efficiency became double. You will see the effect of vibrations on matter. If it takes 1 hour in cooking, it will take 40 minutes only and you will enjoy. You need not to rush. Enjoy everything. When you are in the kitchen, Baba, please come down in your kitchen. You are my good friend. I am making bread. You please help me. Keep talking to Baba. keep yourself very light and you will see the effect. Food will become very tasty and in less time. In food, there is the great taste of love. Love brings best taste in food, rather than any spice. So, remember one thing, our each thought creates energy. Our each thought creates energy. If there are negative thoughts in our mind, if there are the thoughts on unhappy feeling, from soul we supply bad energy to our brain. It creates many problems in our health. If we are creating pure thoughts, elevated thoughts, thoughts of happiness, we supply from here pure energy to the brain. It heals all problems, all disease of the body. Great philosophy. And now think very subtly. The thought you create again and again, again and again, it becomes true. We have got this creative energy. So from now onward, just create one good thought in your mind, right from now. Whatever will happen with me in future, it will be very good. What will happen? Don't have such thoughts. Everything will happen very nice, very good to me. When God is here with me, when God has become my friend, everything will become good. And you will find everything is good. Have this confidence in your mind. So we have got creative energy in our mind. Now again, listen a great secret. I was very keen right from my childhood about one thing. I wanted to know. Here are every day many things are happening with each one. What is the reason behind them? Although we can say our karmas are responsible for everything, but secret. Suppose, a person is thinking, I am not fortunate one. My fortune is not so good. Oh, I got unsuccess in my life. I am not happy. So what is happening? These vibrations are going to the nature, and there is a reaction between nature and our thoughts vibration, and nature is creating same thing, and those things are coming back to us. So we will be becoming day by day unlucky, unsuccessful, unhappy. And I give you just one thing for a day only. Create this thought 50 times a day. I am most fortunate soul in the world. I am most fortunate soul in the world. Oh, Baba has given me the great fortune. I am most lucky. I am very lucky. I am very lucky. So what will happen? These vibrations will go to the nature. There will be a reaction between these vibrations and nature. And powerful vibrations of the same type will come back to us and we will become double fortunate in one day. I am a happy person. Happiness will come back to us. I am the richest in the world. Don't think I am poor. I am lacking money. I am the richest in the world. Baba, you have given me immense wealth. Wealth will come in your home. Your account will become full of money. You will experience it. I hope you love it very much. In the morning, what happens with many Brahmins? Many Brahmins make this mistake. As soon as they wake up, 3:30 or 4 o'clock, first thought will come, my yoga is not so good. I cannot enjoy yoga. So it's better to sleep. So first thought was, my yoga is not so good. So these vibrations will go to the nature, will come back to us, and we will become day by day weak and weak, weak and weak in yoga. And change it. As soon as you open your eyes, I am a successful yogi. I am a great yogi. I enjoy yoga. Baba is waiting for me. Now I will enjoy his company. I will talk to him and you will find yoga is becoming easy, easy, enjoyable day by day. So keep it in your mind. Your own thought will create your future. Your own thoughts will create your fortune. Your thoughts will make everything easy and successful. Specifically, we Brahmins, those who are being blessed by Almighty, by the Supreme Sadguru, we have got this powerful energy. Don't forget it. We are being blessed by God. God's drashti all the time is here on us. He's blessing us all the time. He's helping us all the time. Take benefit of it. So those who are very sweet and soft can become a successful yogi. Sweet and soft. Easy, sweet, polite. And those who are very sensitive, those who think a lot, those who get easily upset, yoga becomes hard for them. Be powerful. Nothing can make me upset. Give a challenge. We are powerful. We are the master of nature. At the end you will find yogi souls will give command to nature and nature will have to follow them. Otherwise, many people will get upset even by nature. Nature will create so many problems. We cannot even understand it now. Beyond our imagination. One thought also came up in my mind. Once I was in Australia, I used to go in the homes of brothers and sisters. So I went in home of many and what I noticed, they have stored empty bottles, big, big bottles, containers in their houses. I asked them, why you have collected these so many bottles and containers of plastics? So answer was, at the time of destruction, we will keep these things full of water so that in our home there is plenty of water. I was laughing. Destruction will not tell you that I am coming tomorrow. Destruction will not happen in a day. It will take 10-12 years. And we all must be confident if we are yogyukt. If we are very good, pure souls, if we are happy person, nature will provide everything to us. People will not have the water, and our tanks will remain full with water. People will not get medicines, we will get. People will don't get vegetables and grains and milk, we will get. Nature will provide, nature will give help, because we are the master of nature. So instead of collecting physical things or money or clothes or necessary things in life, we have to collect all spiritual powers within us. Okay, right? Yes, you can make a stock for 3 months. It's very natural. You can keep some things for 6 months. But suppose you got a box of medicine in your home for 6 months, but when you are out of your home, 100 kilometers away, and you have headache, and medicines are in your home, what will be the use of those medicines? So our own good practices, our energy, our spiritual power will keep us free from everything. When natural calamities is going to begin, we will come back to our home. We will remain safe. Baba will protect us. Again, come to yoga. 2 very powerful practices. Very powerful. 2 double foreigners. Baba had given this homework sometime here in Gyan Sarovar, that always practice 2 things. Almighty Baba is here over my head, a canopy of protection here. And very good thing, I did it for a year. Baba had given this homework to all double foreigners of the world. Do these 2 practices for a year. Next time, when you come back to Madhuban, Baba will take your chart. Baba was asking today about chart in Murli. So one thing was, Baba is here, canopy of protection. Second thing, Baba is yours. He belongs to you. He's ready all the time to come to you, to help you. Make use of Baba in your life. It was very good thought for me. When God Himself is saying, I am for you. Why don't you use me? I'm always ready to come to you. So whole year, I made many good experiments, experience of it. Many times in a day, I used to ask Baba, Baba, come down to me. What you are doing in soul world? You are alone there. Come down to me, I am your best friend. Anytime. Specifically, I have to give many classes, so when I sit here, I invoke Baba. I don't prepare for any class. Today too I did not prepare anything. So I ask him, you give class. And very good experience. When there is any small problem, Baba, you come down. When I used to be in kitchen full time, and I had to go suppose somewhere, I used to ask Baba, Baba, I'm going somewhere, you please come in kitchen and be there forever. And I got very good experience. At night, I asked Baba, Baba, I want to wake up at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, please wake me up. At 3 o'clock, immediately, I got up fresh. Such a good feeling. Many times, I had to give class after 4 or 5 classes in a day. After just 9 to 10, then 10:30 to 11:30, like this. So half an hour gap, and I got tired. I went in my room. I asked Baba, Baba, I want to sleep for 15 minutes. Please wake me up. And I slept immediately, and after 15 minutes, got up and got fresh. So I made use of Baba all the time. You also have to do it. Whenever, any time in a day, 10 times every day, invoke Baba, and friendly you can ask him, do this. Once, I was coming from a city of India to Madhuban by flight, and I got late. So they were not ready to give me boarding card. We were requesting, there were 2-3 brothers with me, they were requesting, they were going to manager that we are late because of this mistake, please help me. They were not saying yes. They said that now, plane is about to go. How can you allow? Everything is closed. How we will send your luggage there? Then I remembered, Baba, Baba, now you come down and do something for me. I have to go now to Madhuban. And I asked the brother, go to the manager again? He asked, I have gone 2 times. He is getting angry. I will not go now. I requested him, please, once you go, he went there, and manager was happy. Okay, okay, we allow you. There was only 10 minutes remained. So many wonderful experiment and experience I got of this. So you can take full benefit of God's cooperation. Keep in your mind, He belongs to me. He is my Baba. My Baba. Second thought, He is for me all the time. Have this confidence, have this faith. In Baba's words, faith, He has mentioned, He has promised, whenever you invoke me, I will come down to you. So take full benefit of this. When God is ready to help us all the time, why should not we take His help? When there is problem in your mind, when any big tension in your life, many things happen in Kali Yuga. Well, we cannot say that we are ever happy, no problem is there in our life, there are many bad things. Call Baba, invoke Him, talk to Him, and surrender that problem to Him. Give your problem to Him. Baba, I cannot do anything. Now you have to do this. And you will find very good experience. You can have a biggest treasure of experiences in your life. So now, we will do this practice. Make Baba your canopy of protection. Red light. And we will do this way. Visualize Baba in soul world. Invoke Baba. And then you will have one vision. That Baba is coming down slowly and slowly. Almighty. His rays are spreading. He is like Gyan Surya, son of knowledge, son of might, is coming down. He came down over my head. Visualize Him. He has become a canopy of protection over my head. Om Shanti. Angel. We have to become very clear what angelic stage is. In this body, inside this body, there is one body of light, body of energy, that is called subtle body. Body of light. How it is created? Whatever we think, its vibrations spread immediately in whole body. And form a subtle body. This is all. So soul is sitting in two bodies. Externally, this physical body. And inside this body is a body of energy, body of light. So according to the quality of our thoughts, there is the shape or color of this body. If we have very good thoughts, happy thought, so this becomes very golden. Therefore you will see, if we are very happy, face becomes full of glow. Because of this, subtle body. When we are very pure, it becomes absolutely white. And the subtle body of Kali Yugi people, sinful people, is dark, black. Therefore, I have noticed nowadays in the world, many people wear black dress. They love black color because of this black subtle body inside. So black color attracts them. Think like this. when his soul leaves body, at the time of death, what happens? Soul with this subtle body goes out. Not soul alone, with subtle body together. When it enters in the womb, in the body of a womb, it goes with that subtle body. This big body becomes small. So we all have got two bodies. So think for some time, my this body, physical body, came this side, and I am sitting in the body of light. This is my angelic form. So all the time, vibrations are spreading out from us. One another thing, suppose I ask you now, go and sit in Baba's room in Panda Bhavan. In a second you will go there. So where our mind and intellect go, our subtle body is created there immediately. If I ask you, go in your country, sit down in your home, reach in the kitchen, so your subtle body is created there. You are there. You are also here, you are also there. It is called projection. So when we practice, I'm subtle world. So physically we are here, but our consciousness, our subtle body is there. This is the mechanism. So don't take it otherwise, don't make it complicated. And now what you have to do? I am suggesting you a beautiful method, entertaining method, how to serve this world through pure vibrations, through angelic form. You can choose the name of 10 cities in your country or anywhere and just sit in meditation for 5 minutes and then make your mind. Then I have to go above all these cities and I have to give pure vibrations or vibrations of peace to the souls of that city. For example, suppose you are from Russia, choose the name of 10 cities of Russia. You take the city Moscow. Feel that I am above in the sky over Damascus. I am an angel. I am there. Don't make it very critical. How, why? I am there. From Baba, vibrations of peace are coming down to me. I am receiving. That from me, they are going down to all souls of Moscow. Do it for 1 minute, 2 minutes. Then I went over another city. Same practice. Vibrations of purity are coming to me. From me they are going to the souls of this city. Now I go over London. I am in the sky over there. Powerful vibrations are coming down to me, going down to the souls of London. You can enjoy 10, 15 minutes this way. This yoga will become an enjoyment for you. And you will have very good concentration and you will do a wonderful service of human souls. Clear? Clear? You can do. we will do this practice, but one another practice every day for 5-7 minutes. We have to give vibrations to this entire nature. It's also very important because nature have sustained us for last 5,000 years. Nature has given us everything, water, air, food, clothes, houses, everything. I used to say, suppose nature asks us, oh great souls, I have given you air for last 5,000 years, now I want rest for 1 minute. What will happen? It never takes rest. Continually it's giving everything to us. Such a wonderful server. Now is our turn. Just as if a person gets very old, 100 years old, he or she needs some help. Now this nature also needs our help, and our pure energy is the real strength of nature. Nature becomes pure and powerful and energetic again with the help of our pure vibrations. So now it's our duty. Nature has become old, empty, very weak. It has given everything to us. Now it's our duty to give pure energy to the nature. So one very entertaining method I'm suggesting to you, you will enjoy it. Feel that I am an angel of purity and I am in the sky. Baba's pure vibrations are coming down to me. And now I have to give these pure vibrations to nature. So first of all, visualize sun who is giving fire to us. From me, my pure vibrations are going to sun for 1 minute. Then visualize ocean, water. My pure vibrations from my eyes are going to the water of ocean. I'm in the sky, I'm seeing ocean everywhere. Then pure vibrations are spreading from me. Sky, ether and air, both are absorbing them. Then visualize globe in front of you, earth. From me, pure vibrations are going to the globe. You can enjoy this way. Then make a beautiful vision that all 9 planets, 9 stars, planets, they are standing in front of me in God's form. 9. I am giving drashti to everyone. I am giving pure energy to them. And talk to them, you are my good friends. They will become your good friend. So this way we can enjoy giving vibrations to the nature. Let us experience it for 5 minutes. Red light, please. First of all, feel yourself here. I am the soul. sitting in forehead. Gradually and gradually, my gross body disappeared. Now I am sitting in the body of light. I am an angel. I am in the sky. I am the ancestor. Divine angel of purity. Master of this nature. Baba in soul world, from him pure vibrations are coming down to me. From me, pure vibrations are spreading out from each part of my body. White rays are spreading out, going to the nature. From my forehead, these pure vibrations are going to sun. From my eyes, pure vibrations are entering the water of ocean. You can visualize ocean. visualize globe in front of you. From my forehead, these pure vibrations are going to the globe. Another entertaining practice of yoga. I am a soul. I left this body, going up to soul world. Went to Baba, touched him. Be with him for some moments. I am coming back. Came back in my body here. Again I left body, going to Baba, as if Baba is pulling me, and I am going to him, touched him, be there for some moments, coming back in the forehead. This is also a drill, going up, coming back. One beautiful thing, you can enjoy it. I am the root of this sculpt tree. I am in the roots, I am the roots. Through me, energy is supplied to entire tree. My each thought gives power to all souls of this sculpt tree. So we can give vibrations to entire sculpt tree, to all souls. Two vision you can make. On my head itself, sculpt tree is standing here. And vibrations of my thoughts are going to entire sculpt tree. Or second thing, this sculpt tree is an inverted sculpt tree. Seed is up above, and then roots, then thumb, then all religions. So I am sitting in the roots. I am an angel of peace. I am sitting in the roots. Baba's vibrations are coming down to me, and they are spreading in whole sculpt tree down. Give vibrations to all souls of this world this way. They will reach automatically to all souls of all religions. With this feeling that I am an ancestor, they will go to whole world. Another practice Baba has taught to us, and very powerful words Baba had spoken in Murli, sit on the top of globe, connect yourself to Almighty, give powerful vibrations to the world. In few moments, you will do such wonderful service to the world, great service, and it will give you great fruit. So every day, fix up some minutes for you to give vibrations to the world. It is world service. And it's our responsibility to give energy to all human souls. Because, as you know, peacelessness, unhappy feeling, psychiatric problems, and many other problems people are facing in this world, they need our help. So prepare yourself to give help to all souls. And finally, one very good practice. I am Bap Saman. Don't think I have to Bap Saman. I have to become Bap Saman. No. I am Bap Saman, equal to Baba. See yourself, energetic soul, master God. And then give a jump and sit there with Baba. Sit in soul world with Baba. His powerful energy is coming to me, from me it's going down to the world. Make this powerful vision. It will become very powerful yoga. And now, let us finish this class with this beautiful experience. Then you will have 5 minutes, get fresh and go in yoga. And I hope from today your yoga will become easy. Make your own plan how to practice yoga in actions in my day-to-day life. Om Shanti. So now, let us go directly in soul world. I am Bap Saman.